Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sarah Wilson, and this is Wild, a show where we talk with the biggest minds in the world about the ideas that can help us love and save our one wild and precious life together on this planet. Hello, everyone. This is a slight departure from the normal format that I work to in this slot. Normally, I do an Ask Me Anything segment where I respond to questions that are posed or put to me by the Substack community. But last week, I did a wonderful interview with two guests, a Palestinian father and an Israeli father, so Bassam Araman and Rami Elthahan. And I promised in that episode to tell the backstory to how the three of us met. And if you haven't listened to that interview, I really recommend that you go back and listen to it. It's a remarkable story of two men who lost daughters in the Middle East conflict. And in the interview, which is sort of happening in bizarre circumstances, as I explained in the interview, I had literally just arrived in Paris and I'd got a message from Rami, who had just flown in from Italy. He was in transit and he said, look, in a couple of hours, I should be able to do this interview that we've been planning. And he'd just come from meeting the Pope. He and Bassam had literally been to the Vatican and met the Pope. Bassam was caught at a border crossing. I tell the story anyway in the interview. But in the interview, we also talk about some wonderful wisdoms, mindsets, philosophies, insights that I feel will help anyone who's trying to grapple with everything that's going on in the world right now. So anyway, the backstory to how we met. It was Christmas Eve and I was camping in a very remote part of the world. It was about 6 hours south of Perth. And for those of you who are not from Australia and have not any context as to where Perth is on the map, it's way, way, way on the other side of Australia from the east coast cities such as Sydney and Melbourne. It's actually the most remote city in the world. And just for some extra context, Australia is the same size as Europe, give or take, and the distance between Sydney and Perth is greater than the distance between Europe and Canada and the distance between Lisbon and Moscow. So there you go. Anyway, I was camping with my brother, my sister-in-law, and my two nephews, and we'd come into town on Christmas Eve to get water. We'd run out of water and to get some supplies. I came into mobile reception. I went on my Instagram. I had a flick through my direct messages, and I saw this note from some guy I didn't know. And it said, hey, Sarah, this is very out of left of field. I hope you don't mind. I'm just here with my father in upstate New York. And he has announced that he's read about you in his favorite magazine, The Week, which is a news and current affairs magazine out of the UK. Anyway, I think he's got a crush on you, lol. And I'm wondering, very bizarre circumstances, he's not on social media, would you exchange email addresses? Anyway, I thought, gosh, who's this guy's father? So I went onto his feed and I went, ah, it's Liam Neeson. So I wrote back and said, sure, I'm always up for left of field. Here's my email address. So another couple of days later, we come back into town for more water and I get an email from Liam, and it's a very gracious, very sweet, humble email, just expressing how interested he was in my life story, having read about it. And it was sort of the details of my minimalist living, the way that I live nomadically, and sort of touching on some of the themes from my book, This One Wild and Precious Life. Anyway, he said, look, I'm going to be in Australia. Are you in Australia by any chance? I know you live in France, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, well, yep, I happen to be here at the moment. So it turned into a regular email exchange, which turned into a FaceTime video kind of chat every second night or so. And then we met up, and over this course of several months up until the present time, we've had many, many conversations about life, about what's happening in the Middle East, about, I don't know, God, and the whole lot. Along the way, he suggested to me that I go out and get a copy of A Paragon, this book that he was reading, because he wanted to discuss it with me. So I said, sure, I'll go and check it out. So it's a book by an Irish author, Colin McCann, and it's been Booker longlisted, and it's an incredible story. And what do you know? It is, in fact, the story of Bassam and Rami, the two men that I interviewed last week on Wild. So I went up to my local bookstore, Gertrude and Alice in Bondi, a shout out to them all there, and I said, look, do you have a copy of this book? And they dug out the back and they found a secondhand copy of it. And they pulled it out and they said, look, it's a bit sun damaged. You can have a discount on it. And I went, sure, thanks. I had a look inside and it was signed by both Rami and Bassam. So I sent a photo to Liam and said, check this shit out. And he was like, oh my goodness, that's incredible. A couple of days later, I get an email from Liam and he sent the photo to the author, Colin. Now, turns out this is something that Liam does. He writes letters to people. He actually has sort of different notepads and, you know, with letterheads, I should say, with his various roles written at the top. So UNICEF ambassador, straight up Liam Neeson, the actor, and so on and so forth. So he'd written this wonderful letter. He reached out to Colin and said, hey, I'm in Australia filming. I'm reading your book. I'm absolutely loving it. My friend who I've met in Australia went to go and buy it, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, there was a reply back from Colin. Colin had also seed in Rami and Bassam. Rami and Bassam replied on this sort of five-way email thread, and Rami wrote back, this has touched me deeply that our story has gone around the world and reached the two of you, and it's a sign that there is in fact a God. At which point I got very, very sentimental and somewhat upset. So then ... of course, Rami and Bassam and I have been in touch. We've emailed each other quite a lot, and we eventually had our conversation, which was, I think, one of the more beautiful conversations I've had in my life. So I guess I kind of feel that there's a lesson here, or maybe just something to share, a story. Liam, who's listened to a bunch of my podcasts and is a subscriber to my Substack newsletter, he'd read about and actually listened to the interview I did with my dear, dear friend, Tim Brown, who passed away last year. And Liam took to quoting back to me, and we sort of did this to each other, a number of phrases that Tim used to share with me. And one of them is, let's keep the camera rolling. So we talk about that a fair bit, but I guess it sort of pertains to this idea of taking any opportunity that you can to reach out to humanity. When you see a sliding door, when you see a moment that feels somehow raw and has a hum to it, a vibrancy to it, don't let it pass. Like, reach out, write the letter, write the email, get your son to do the DM on Instagram. I think we need to spend time to pause for a moment to marvel at coincidences and not let wonderful moments go unnoticed or uncommemorated. And so yeah, I kind of, I've got to say, I was, I guess, touched by the fact that Liam did that when he read about my story. And I think it proved to be rewarding in the sense that we have developed a wonderful friendship. And I guess the other thing I want to say to that effect is that, you know, so much of the wonderful parts of life are lived out when we go to our edge, when we do take that risk. And I think that, you know, there's another phrase that comes to mind that Tim used to share, and it's, let's see what happens. And what he meant by that was, let us see, let you, me, the universe, the flow of everything, you might want to call it God, let us see what happens next. And keep the camera rolling, because a story rarely ends where you think it's going to end. So, to that effect, the story of Liam and I, we are wonderful, wonderful friends, and we will be going on a hike soon. So, please, all of you, I invite you to find opportunities to go to your edge, to write the letter, to send the email, to touch, to reach out to a coincidence or a sliding door moment or just something that might have a little bit of a vibration to it, a vibration of life. Because stories do unfold, and this is exactly how stories do in fact unfold. Anyway, that's it for now. I do have to go to a French lesson, which I am running late for. And yes, I have a lot of French to learn. In the meantime, until I speak to you next week, please do stay wild. Please share this episode around the place. Please join the comments over at Substack, sarahwilson.substack.com. Please do become a subscriber over there. It is a wonderful community of incredible minds, thoughtful people, people that go to their edge, people who reach out, people who spot the sliding door moments. And if you're watching this on the video, I'm talking about all of you. We have wonderful conversations in the comments with some of the guests that I have on Substack, and other wonderful, wonderful people who are in the Substack community. I hope to see you over there.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.